I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where today we're talking about pivotal decisions. We're in a time of the year right now. We're in November, in the fall of the year. Things are cooling down. God often takes us through this process of transitions in our life. And as we go through these transitions, there's often forks in the road, where we have pivotal decisions about which way to go in our life. And my experience has been, over the last several years walking with God, going through his yearly cycle, learning more about his timing in a year, is that often a lot of these pivotal decisions about steps of faith and which direction to go often come during this time of the year in November and December. Seems like consistently most every year, where there's some pivotal decisions to make about which way to go. And so during this time of the year, as you're maybe faced with these decisions about which way to go, I think number one, taking the time to slow down. Get still, listen, wait for God's leading and direction, even if it seems like you're pressed to make a decision. Even if there's some pressure on you to decide, slow down, take your time, wait for his leading and direction to know which way to go. And it seems oftentimes around this time of the year, a lot of these pivotal decisions can have a component of a point of contention, where maybe there's some strife that arises in a relationship somewhere. And you have pivotal decisions. Maybe it's in business, maybe it's in your personal life, maybe who knows what, about which way to go. And think about it this way too. All along God's path for your life, there are little forks in the road all along the way. Opportunities to get off the bus, opportunities to choose not to go to the next level, to not take that next step of faith. And remember, we talked about over the last several weeks, often the next level of with God is you may be asked to do more. There might be more responsibility, a higher level of production. But really what the next level is learning how to get out of the way more and let him flow through you more. For him to be able to do more work through you, for you to get out of the way at a higher level, for him to be able to flow more through you. And it's often in these points of contention, at these pivotal decisions in our relationships and things like that, both with God and people, where we decide to keep moving forward, where we decide to do things God's way, to deal generously with people at the point of contention. And the example I've seen, because I've seen this in my own life through the years, is the example of Abraham and Lot in the Bible. There's a point of contention. There arises this strife between Abraham and Lot. And Abraham says, let's not let there be strife between us. And so in this example, they choose to separate. In some examples, God may choose you, may lead you to do something different. They choose to separate, but Abraham chooses to separate and keep the peace by being extremely generous. He tells Lot, you choose whatever land you want to take. You choose whatever land you want to take. And I'll take whatever's left. So he lets Lot choose. He lets Lot decide. Abraham is willing to be wronged in order to keep the peace. So Lot decides he takes the best land, leaves in Abraham with whatever's left. And immediately after that, God speaks to Abraham. He says, look around, all this land that you see before your eyes, I'm going to give all of it to you. And so I've found a lot of times when we make these pivotal decisions and you slow down, you wait for God's leading, and you do what he's showing you to do. Take your time. And a lot of times these pivotal decisions will require a step of faith and trust in him. You make these pivotal decisions, and immediately, I've experienced this in my own life, immediately had some times where people were really doing some things that were not nice to me. And I chose to be very generous and to not let it bother me and to let them have what it is that they wanted. And to be extremely generous in the situation. And immediately I heard God speak to me. And he said, nobody will ever steal from you again. So whatever it is that you choose to make these pivotal decisions in. Abraham, it was land. For me, someone was stealing from me. And I chose to be kind and generous. It was not easy to do. That was not my initial reaction, but I slowed down and began to seek God on how to handle the situation. That's what he led me to do. And immediately, whatever it is that you are making this decision, and almost always God makes a promise right on the backside of it to you, that situation that you just handled, by doing it his way, it's going to be an area of blessing for you now. So we're going to take communion over this, for this time of year. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you, to have you in our lives, for all that Jesus went through to connect us back to you, that we can have this new covenant with you, that the cup of your wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus. So thankful to have you in our lives for your wisdom and your love and your guidance, and you're helping us to get it right, Lord. Thank you for your amazing promises to us. Just asking for your help, Lord, today. Anybody who's listening to this or watching or reading the messages that go with this, they're faced with pivotal decisions today. Number one, that you would make it very clear to them about which way is the path that you have for them. The way that is life, the way to choose that you have set before them. You've written a book about all of our lives, and you would show us what you had already wrote, which way to go, which decisions to make, and help us be firm in our decision-making. To be firm in our decision-making, to be unwavering and not look back. And that on the other side of these decisions, Lord, this pattern we see in the Bible is almost 100% of the time, you show up on the other side of it and make some amazing promise. That in these pivotal decisions, you would lead us and guide us and give us your amazing promises on the other side of them. Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. That on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he said, take it. Receive it. That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's eyes. We can approach him with freedom and confidence to find help in our time of need. This timing of being faced with pivotal decisions, that's a time of need. We need direction and leading about which way to go, which way is the right way to go. Because sometimes that's not easy to discern on our own. We need some guidance from the Lord in that. Father, we just thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, that makes all this possible. We can have God's leading and direction and promises in our life. I believe as you make these pivotal decisions and you choose life, you choose the way God has for you, an amazing thing happens. You begin to know him better. begin to know his heart and all that he planned for your life, to truly know him. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out this week. If you got some big decisions to make, take your time. Slow down. Wait until you know which way to go. Then take action. I believe you're going to begin to see God show up in some amazing ways on the other side of that decision. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.